As we continue in our messages, I'm just going to give you a little bit of an overview of kind of what we're doing over the next month or two here. So we are going to continue in Luke, and we're in chapter 8, and you can actually turn there if you'd like. Today we're going to go in Luke chapter 8, verse 16, is where we'll be starting. And so in the following weeks, we're just going to kind of keep going with different sections of Scripture in Luke 8 and then into Luke 9, probably until about Easter time, okay? So I just wanted to give you guys that heads up. That way you can follow along and you can read ahead and you can join in when we're preaching in that way. You know kind of where we're heading and that kind of thing. And so this week, I'm going to be going over some light and hearing and things like that. And next week, Keegan will be bringing the message, and I believe he's going to be talking about how Jesus calms the storm and that kind of thing. So I just wanted to give you that heads up and just so you know kind of where we're heading. So with that, Luke 8, I wanted to talk a little bit first about hearing aids. Yeah, I know some of you have hearing aids here. Actually, a number of you. And I'm not picking on you if you do have hearing aids, okay? Don't hear me out, or you got to hear me out there. but hopefully you don't have to wear hearing aids like this. I found this and I thought it was kind of funny. This, actually, from my understanding, they use these to, I don't know if they were listening for warplanes or what back in the day, but they used to use these. So I'm just thankful that we don't have to use those kinds of hearing aids these days, hopefully. So I didn't see any of you wearing these today. But hearing aid technology has really come a long way since the first patent for the electric hearing aid was given in the U.S. in 1892. And it really, as some of you know, it's amazing what they have out these days and what they can do with them. And so the question this morning that I want to pose to you right off the bat here is, are your hearing aids on? And I don't mean that in a literal way, all right? I mean that in a different way. And are you listening? Are your hearing aids on? God has revealed himself. Are you seeing? Are you hearing what he's showing and what he's saying, how he's revealing himself? This is essentially kind of what Jesus was saying in this passage of Luke 8, 16 through 18. And it's kind of this, it's given directly to Israel in that time. And he's, telling all these stories to these people that are following him around. He's telling these stories, these what we call parables. And he's telling them these stories that don't exactly have an obvious meaning to everybody up front. And so he's saying, are you listening to what I'm saying? And it's true, too, that Jesus not only taught and talked about parables, talked about these stories, but he also was healing people. He was doing some miraculous works. And he's saying, in a way, are you seeing? Are you seeing who I am? Are you seeing who God is and what he's doing? And so he confronts the issue of people not understanding, not hearing, and not seeing, not understanding what God is doing in their time, in that day. He confronts this by talking in analogies, more stories. And one of those is light, and one of those he just talks about hearing. So that's why I'm talking about hearing. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about light, and we're going to talk about hearing. And so I'm just going to go right into the first couple verses here. And he says this, "No one after lighting a lamp covers it with a jar or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand so that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be known and come to light." Here, Jesus is revealing God. I often think about these verses in the context of just me, because I'm pretty self-centered. And I like to think, you know, oftentimes we go right into the fact that, what does light do, okay? What does it do to me? And so I'm going to talk about that, but I want to first recognize that Jesus here isn't just talking about how light reveals us and our sin, but he's talking about himself as the light. So often, I think we can easily skip over this, and it's this idea of Jesus was there, and he was revealing to Israel, revealing to us as well now, who God is. Who God is. Jesus was there to reveal who God is. He was the light. He was the light. He is the light. Now, that brings up a lot of other questions sometimes, but what I'm trying to get at is that Jesus is the ultimate revelation of who God is. And so we see Jesus using this term of light, and he uses it fairly often, and it's recorded in the scriptures fairly often. God is not trying to hide himself. He's not trying to hide away and be distant. He's revealed himself through Jesus. But this has implications for us as well. So I'm actually going to ask Ben if you can turn off the lights, just to give you an idea of what light does. I warned him this morning that it's going to involve a little bit of this. It's fairly dark in here. I mean, there's some light. We have the light turned in that hallway. There's some light coming through those windows back there. There's a light on the projection. But really, you know, you can't see me that well, too well. So what happens when you turn on this spotlight, Ben? There you go. Okay, now you can start to see me a little better. I can't see you very easily, but you start to see. What does light do? What is the most basic thing that light does? It reveals, right? You can see. You can see me and my ugliness. Yeah, I think you can. But when I step out of the light, you can't see me as good. But then I go into the light, and you can see me. Very basic, very simple. All right, you can turn those lights back on. As he turns on those lights, what the basic thing is just that light reveals. That's all it does, right? Not only does it reveal, but it also is how we see. We have to have light in order to be able to see anything. But it also reveals things. And Jesus reveals God to us in the most clear way possible. And light reveals us. As we stand in the light, it reveals maybe our imperfections. It reveals who we are, especially in contrast with who Jesus is. Especially in contrast with who Jesus is. So Jesus is the light, and he reveals us. And what's another property, you could say, of light? I know some of you probably in here have wells at home, and those wells sometimes have a lot of bacteria in them. And my brother, he happens to work in plumbing and stuff, and one time I was with him when he was installing an ultraviolet light to kill all of the bacteria that passed from the well to the sink, all right? What happens? So he has this tube, the water comes in, it passes by this ultraviolet light that's inside this tube, and it passes right through. The bacteria that goes through there is killed off by the ultraviolet light. So what does light do? It purifies. It also purifies. When you're in the light, It reveals the ugliness. It reveals the sin, the imperfections, and it also purifies us as well. There's a purifying factor in that. It's so easy for us to, I think as Christians sometimes, to kind of, we want to be in the light, but yet we want to kind of stand out of the light a little bit, and we want to point others to the light, and then when they're in the light, we say, oh, wow, I didn't know that about you. I don't know if I want to, hang out with you too much all of a sudden. Because we start to see other people's sins. We start to see other people's imperfections. But that's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be in the light. We're supposed to be going towards Jesus, in Jesus. When we focus on Jesus and we see, wow, I have fallen short of who Jesus is and who I am supposed to be, we can come to grips with reality, with our understanding of who we really are. And we can say, you know what? I'm willing to open up about this part of my life to you. And I know that you probably have your issues too, but will you come along? Will you come alongside of me? And I know I can show you where I've been. I know where you are. Let's go together towards the light. Let's allow God to purify us together. I'm not any better than you, that kind of thing. So often, right, we want to kind of fade into the shadow a little bit. It's so easy to do. So easy to look at other people's imperfections and not our own. So for nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest. This goes two ways. First of all, Jesus is the ultimate revelation of who God is. That's the most important thing to remember here. And as Jesus reveals God, and as we look to Jesus, we then understand our shortcomings, right? And so all of our secrets become exposed over time. And all of our shortcomings become exposed. But at the same time, God continually reveals himself in a deeper way to us. And it's a wonderful thing. So, the light reveals God through Jesus being the light, and the light reveals us in contrast with Jesus. Verse 18, take care then how you hear. Remember the hearing aids. Take care how you hear. For the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he thinks he has will be taken away. Israel had a history of seeing but not hearing. Think about it. And as a nation of Israel, when they were coming out of Egypt and they were in the wilderness and they saw the works that God had done, they had seen the waters parting at the Red Sea, they had seen manna every single day come and feed. They would eat this bread stuff, they think it's, they didn't really know what it was, so they called it manna. They saw water coming out of rocks to take care of their thirst. They saw amazing miracles, and yet they would not hear what God was telling them. Are we hearing with kingdom ears, or are our ears tuned to other things? And this is really a warning that Jesus is saying. He's saying, warning, if you don't understand, if you don't have open hearts to what he is saying, what you think you understand, it's going to be taken away. But if you really have open hearts to what he's saying and who he is and what he's revealing God to be, then it's going to grow exponentially. Your understanding is going to grow exponentially. I don't know if this ever happened to you where you're maybe shopping for a car and like, I need to get a car. And so you find one And you're like, oh, I haven't seen this car, you know, in the community very much or anything. And you're like, oh, yeah, I don't know anyone who owns this car, and this is a pretty cool car. I think I'll buy it. You know, it has good mileage. It seems like a good car. So you buy it, and as soon as you start driving down the road, what do you see? You see that car. And you start seeing it everywhere. And you're like, wow, I didn't know you owned a car like this. Oh, I didn't know. There's actually a term for this, a psychological term. They call it Bader something, Meinhof, also known as frequency illusion. It's like a bias we have. Some of you know what that is. But that is how that's the illustration I guess I was thinking about when it comes to understanding who Jesus is and the gospel. It's like you might not see it. You might not understand it. You might not see who is this Jesus guy and why is this so significant? What's up with this good news that I keep hearing about, you know? And then when it hits you in the right time, at the right moment, when you're in that place of need, a lot of times is when it comes, or when you're experiencing a death in the family or something like that, something significant, all of a sudden you find yourself in this place of need and your heart begins to be opened to the gospel or to Jesus as king over your life. And then your eyes are opened. Your ears are opened, and you start to see the gospel everywhere. You start to see Jesus doing his work in every situation of your life, and it increases your understanding of who God is exponentially. But if you are shut off and you never put yourself in that place of need, you never understand yourself as a needful person, in need of a Savior, in need of Jesus, then you will never know, you'll never have that understanding grow. We must be willing to put ourselves in a place where our hearts are open to what God is saying to us and to what he's revealed, to how he's revealed himself to us. And that is through Jesus Christ. I have found that, yeah, when you open yourself up to the good news, and to the very fact, maybe it's like the first time that you really understand that God actually loves you. It's like a key that just opens up a huge treasure chest. Like I said, and you start seeing things in your everyday life all the time. And so that's the question. Are you hearing? Are you seeing? What are you seeing? Are you hearing God through Jesus? Are you seeing God through Jesus? Jesus as the light, as he reveals God? Are we showing others God as revealed through Jesus or by Jesus? And that he's the ruler of our lives, he's the king of our life? Or are we pointing people to a lesser idea of who God is? Something else. Like, distracted by a lesser God, so to speak. Are we distracted by our own agendas? We need to tear down our distorted view of who God is. We need to recognize God's rightful place in our life. I was thinking about the verse where it says that you put the light on its stand so that everyone can see. I was thinking about how Jesus, as the light, as the one who revealed God, what was the moment that God truly revealed himself in his fullness? And I can't help but think of when Jesus was raised up on the cross. And in that moment, God is saying, look, world, look, Israel, look, North Street, look at how much I love you. Are you hearing? Are you seeing? Do we put Jesus on the stand? Do we point people to Jesus? Jesus is how we see God. Jesus is how we interpret Scripture. Jesus is how we work. We work through Jesus, by Jesus, so that our good works are credited to God. I want to show a video of a baby who, there's lots of these videos out there. I just picked one and found this one. Of a baby who received, some of you know, may have seen these, where people get the cochlear implant, the hearing aid implant, and people can hear for the first time. And this is of a baby, and it's, they turn it back on, and you'll see how he reacts. And it's really cool, so I thought I'd just show it to you.
Here we go, it's coming back on, and he's back on again. See how he turns?
Hi, Jonathan.
Stop the sucking.
Yeah. Hi.
Good.
Could you hear that? Hi, sweetie. Could you hear that? Hi. Hi.
I love that. He starts hearing. It's turned on, and immediately he's like, what is that? And she says his name, and the pacifier just pops right out. Oh, that's awesome. And he starts to smile. Are you hearing? Are your hearing aids turned on? It can be really overwhelming sometimes when you first understand that, wow, God really loves me. God really cares for me. God really wants what's best for me. It's unbelievable. It's hard for us to believe. Are your hearing aids on? Have you heard God calling your name? Have you heard him calling your name? Do we see what God has shown us? Do we hear what God has said? As Jesus has revealed God in the most ultimate way, on the cross, dying for us. Jesus reveals God. Jesus reveals us in comparison to what we should be. What's really cool is Jesus has revealed the cure for our shortcomings. Not only that, but he reveals what our future is. Jesus rose from the grave, conquering death. He's the first fruit of the resurrection, we say. And if you're in the light, if you're in the light, that is for you. If you're hearing his call to you, that promise is for you too. But we have to be in the light. We have to be hearing him and what he has said through Jesus. Will you come to the light? Will you allow the light to reveal who you are? Will you allow the light to purify you and walk along each other as we continue forward to the light, to Jesus? The light reveals our need, the light cleanses us, and the light forgives us. I know that many of you have done that. You've brought yourself into the light. You've exposed the ugliness of yourself to God and to each other. And we also, as a community, we want to rally around you, right, and encourage you to continue walking in a purifying way towards God. But if you've never understood that Jesus died for you, that he loves you, that God loves you, and he showed that by dying on the cross for you, I ask that you would open your heart, just like Jesus was asking, are your hearing aids on? Do you hear? To open your heart to him, to show him what it is that he's revealing in your life, and to remain in the light, in confidence. He loves you, he has forgiven you, accept it and walk in it.